Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation has announced 24 winners in its grand challenge. Over 300 organizations entered with novel ideas to reduce carbon emissions. One of the winning recipients is a company called Pioneer Energy from Colorado. Here's President Dr. Robert Zubrin.
What our technology will do is capture flare gas and turn it into butanol, which is a liquid fuel that can be used to power automobiles.
Pioneer Energy will use the $500,000 Grand Challenge Award to scale up its technology.
We have established the fundamental scientific feasibility of this process. We have done every step individually and shows that it can be done. What needs to be done, however, now is it to be linked up and make it all work together as a unified process. And that's what we're going to do in this project. First, we're going to do it at a small rate of just a liter a day. Then we're going to do 10 liters a day. And that'll give us a pretty good idea what the challenges are to go into thousands of liters a day.
Dr. Zubrin says turning flare gas into butanol will prevent waste and reduce emissions around the world. The butanol can also be shipped in the same pipelines used for gasoline. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.